This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He plotted for weeks, carried out dry runs, and wanted to kill many more people. Disturbing new details just revealed about the New York City terror suspect celebrating his bike path rampage, celebrating it from his hospital bed, and he even requested an ISIS flag to hang up in the room. Let's get right to Julie Banderas. She's live at the scene with some new information for us this morning.
Yeah, in just a matter of 24 hours, here's what we know thus far. It took just that amount of time for investigators to gather enough evidence in order to charge this guy with federal murder and terrorism charges. And so today he does sit in prison. He appeared in court last night, handcuffed and in a wheelchair. The suspect, whose name I will not utter to spare him getting the wanted credit for his cowardly act of suspected terrorism, showed no remorse in court yesterday as he heard the charges against him. One count of providing material support to terrorists and one count of violence and destruction of a motor vehicle causing death. That latter charge carries the death penalty. We've also learned chilling new details of just how he plotted this attack for weeks after being radicalized online, even making dry runs 2 years after he was actually interviewed by the FBI about terror ties in 2015. And then we've got that new amateur video that we want to show you. It was actually shot from an apartment above the scene where the suspect was captured. And in it, you can actually see the 29-year-old suspect aimlessly running around after he crashed his rental Home Depot truck before SWAT teams arrived. And in fact, it was the act of one uniformed, ununiformed NYPD police officer who shot him in the leg and subdued him. That officer, Ryan Nash, gave a short statement to the press last night. Here's what the hero cop had to say.
Although I feel that we were just doing our job, like thousands of officers do every day, I understand the importance of yesterday's events and the role we played, and I'm grateful for the recognition we have received.
Police sources tell me Officer Nash won't be allowed to comment until after a trial. Nash did fire 9 shots, striking the suspect once in the left thigh, who was later transported to a local hospital Tuesday, then into hands of prison doctors yesterday. That deadly weapon, the truck, the Home Depot truck, removed from the scene yesterday. It will be used as evidence. Both federal authorities, the FBI, NYPD counterterrorism units continue this investigation, but say that this is the lone wolf suspect and only suspect. Another person questioned is a person of interest, but so far only one suspect related to this incident.
You know, Scott, it sticks out, and we hear this repeatedly, lone wolf. There's lots of lone wolves out there. You know, when you think about it, the FBI already had their beat on him. They interviewed him in 2015. And here you've got this mosque, this suspected mosque, once again brought into the crosshairs here. And all for the sake of political correctness and everybody wanting to be super careful. Now, here it is. We have lost 8 of our brothers and sisters. I think there was men and women here in the fatality list here. This is all insane, all because of this diversity visa lottery program.
Well, isn't that weird that all these lone wolves keep popping up? And isn't it also weird that they all kind of have the same thing going for them, to where it's... they've talked to the FBI before.
Yes.
What is going on there?
Oh, you know, as we talked about, the FBI has said they've got over 1,000 open investigations in every state in the union. So, there's a lot going on here. And meanwhile, we've got activist judges and people like Chuck Schumer going, hey, we need diversity. We need to open the borders, you know. And Donald Trump is just reasonably saying, which Main Street America is saying, hey, can we call time out on this for just a moment and make sure that we've got our hands around this clear and present danger? Can we do that? No, we got activist judges that say, no, you guys don't know enough, and you're all a bunch of scaredy cats, so we're just going to leave ourselves wide open. Well, you know, this diversity program should be thrown out the door as quick as possible, and we'll keep you up to date on that. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Carroll joins us now, best-selling author of When You Get There, an autobiography, and political analyst providing unbiased analysis of political issues, ballot initiatives, government, local, and national races. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. As the former lieutenant governor of Florida, the state of Florida, I'm in California these days, here watching Game 7 of the World Series, which did not fare too well for the Boys of Blue, but for Houston, you know, for all that they've gone through, they've got something to celebrate for.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here. Of course, what is top of the list that people are talking about is this whole diversity program, Jennifer. I mean, I don't know how much more diverse that you want to get. Reasonable people have been saying, look, we have these clear and present dangers that continue to pop up. I mean, we've got so many lone wolves. It's like, what are we? Are we missing the pack somewhere, or what's going on here?
Well, here's the thing that baffles me is that 20 years ago, Chuck Schumer, Kennedy, and others, including the Republicans who voted for Schumer.
Yeah, John McCain was among them.
And President Bush signing it into law that thought that this country needed to import other people from various countries for diversity. When we had a diverse population, we still have a diverse population, from Native Americans to Indians to Asians to Caribbeans to Africans to Europeans. So why did they feel they needed to socially engineer a different segment of diversity? Did they not see around them had a diverse population? Are they so disconnected from the rest of society that they didn't know America was already diverse and had a growing population of diversity?
Exactly.
So that really baffles the mind. The other thing is the political gamesmanship that's played with this. Now, Donald Trump is absolutely right in putting a halt to this diversity visa lottery program, as well as pushing it back to the Congress for the Congress to do their darn job. Over, 10 years ago or so, the Congress tried to get rid of it because it was a national security concern that these people cannot be properly vetted. There's no vital statistics in these countries where they're trying to have this diversity visa lottery program coming from. There's no knowledge as to any radicalization that these people have been encountered with in their countries. And this is like a luck of the draw. So since when are we so desperate as a nation that we have to go luck of the draw at the expense of our national security for the safety and security of people in, the people in this country, where we're not doing proper vetting to know that these people are really, like Donald Trump said, the best and brightest to come in to be a plus to the United States. These people are coming in for low-end jobs. We
right.
have a lot of minorities that are fighting for low-end jobs.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, this driver, I mean, he was an Uber driver. You know, he wasn't a doctor. He wasn't some scientist. I mean, this whole diversity program, Jennifer, I've likened it to immigration roulette. You know, really, when you think about it, because what is it subjecting we the people to? And as Gary Bauer says, he says ISIS won the lottery on this deal. And how many other potential, you know, so-called, you know, lone wolves who are just ripe for the picking? You know, this guy was supposedly he was radicalized over the internet. Now, I maintain that if this is the background that you come from. It is a bit precarious. What are the chances of you being able to be radicalized if this is what you grow up, if this is what you've known and you've grown up with?
Well, that's the key. You would have had that instilled in you from where you came from. You don't just go on the internet and become radicalized.
Right.
It's something that's instilled in you either from birth or what you've learned along the way. And in 7 years for him to turn on the United States, who gave him freedom and liberties and an opportunity to do better for himself. And then, too, the chain migration. Let's not forget.
Yes.
In this time that he's been a legal resident, he's been able to bring in his family members. And those family members have been able to bring in their family members. And who knows how many of his family members, an extension of family members, were able to come in here. And are they, too, some sort of have been radicalized along the way? So that's just this terrorist. What about others that have come in under this 50,000 plus of diversity visa lottery, under the diversity visa lottery that we don't even know about?
Mm-hmm.
And their chain migration of family members.
Right. Well, Gary Bauer again points out that 45%, I mean, this number, I knew it was high, but I didn't think it was this high. He says 45% of California households don't even speak English.
And that's the problem with assimilation. These folks are not coming in here being required to speak English, being required to understand our civics and democracy without having any requirement as other countries do when you come in. So, therefore, we are not promoting assimilation into the United States. When I migrated here with my parents at the age of 8, that was a requirement. We had to know our civics in order to pass the test for the naturalization. We had to, well, we spoke English because we came from a Caribbean island. But what's going on in this country with our elected officials when they swore to, when they swore their oath to office, they swore to the Constitution, they swore to this country, the people of this country, not other nations.
Yes, to serve and protect. And what have they done now? They've got into this social engineering concept that comes out of the cocktail parties of the Beltway, and it's a lousy theory. And, you know, as you say, 10 years ago, they tried to, you know, get rid of it. But this is the problem, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, that's about the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this set up, but now it sticks out glaringly. And with Donald Trump at the helm, maybe we can get rid of this thing once and for all. I mean, you know, the reason the immigration system is broken, and somebody asked me, I said, well, it's broken because they're breaking the law. You know, and it's not the illegal immigrants breaking the law. It is our very own legislators that have allowed the law to be broken. And then they wonder why they've got a tiger by the tail and it's not working out. And you've got programs like this, as you say, where people are coming in unvetted. It's not even with the same program. If you said, all right, we're going to use the same parameters as any legal immigrant coming in wanting to be a citizen of the United States here. We're going to use the same parameters, okay? You've got to be self-sustaining. You've got to, you know, there's a question of assimilation. You've got to, you know, make some moves to, you know, demonstrate that you're learning the language, that sort of thing. And also that you've got something positive to offer here. But if it's just to come here and live off of, you know, the hard work and the sweat of the citizens of America, then, hey, you know, we understand that you'd want to live here, but you don't have anything to offer.
Well, this is very true. And if the immigrant is going to be a negative to the country in which they're coming to, then that is not a plus to the citizens who are hardworking, paying into Social Security, paying into Medicaid, paying into Medicare, and folks just come over as a luck of the draw and be able to collect these things where many workers have worked for years that can't even bank on Social Security being there for their retirement. Mm-hmm. That is unfair to the American public. These elected officials need to put the priority for the American people in America first.
Well, again, as Gary Bauer cites, he says the diversity lottery is yet another example of the left's belief that America is flawed and must be fundamentally transformed. Where have you heard that before?
They need to go and go somewhere else where they think it's better.
Exactly, without a doubt. Well, we've allowed people to come in from third world nations. The name Diversity Lottery says it all. This is not a skills-based program, not merit-based whatsoever. Jennifer Carroll, the former lieutenant governor of Florida, is with us. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Why? It does suggest a vector of radicalization, but we were talking earlier about, you know, did this guy lose a job? Was he having family problems? Or what was the kind of thing that produced a cognitive opening for him to embrace these ideas? Because it's not typical to embrace these ideas. Usually there's some kind of event in somebody's life that allows them to be open to these
ideas. If he was online, Peter, and looking at ISIS videos, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and others talking about what Muslims should be doing to kill the infidels because Muslims are dying in Iraq, he may have been inspired by that.
I think it's more than that, because lots of people look at ISIS videos, very few of them go out and kill innocent strangers. So, you know, I think there's something more. We haven't quite there's something more about this guy's story that we're going to find out that prompted this kind of extraordinary act.
And during an interview with law enforcement in the hospital, he had shots in his abdomen. Saipov said he felt good about what he had done and asked to display an ISIS flag in his hospital room at Bellevue Hospital.
It is mad, isn't it? Jennifer Carroll is with us, best-selling author, the former lieutenant governor for Florida, and also in the state legislature for over 7 years, and a small business owner as well. You know, Jennifer, you hear, you know, these pundits, you know, these social engineers trying to, you know, fix stupid, as they would say. I mean, you know, we spend too much time. It's like, look at this guy created a heinous act. You know, you want to I don't understand the exercise of analysis. You know, I think we spend so much time and maybe we do that because we want to try to cover our own ineptitude, or even our own alliance with stuff that just doesn't make sense.
Well, it also shows that we have poor leadership in every sense of the way, because a good leader will acknowledge when a problem exists, whether they created it or otherwise, and seek ways to fix it. And every time we turn around and a problem is unveiled, and it's a good thing that President Trump is in office, because a lot of this, look how many years this diversity visa lottery program has been going on, and we really didn't know about it. And since President Trump has gone into office, a lot of the shenanigans that have been done that is counter to national security, counter to the productivity of the American people, have been unveiled. So the truth listing has been there because of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And also, too, Mayor de Blasio, it's understood that this terrorist who drove this truck into the people, innocent people on the bike path there in New York City, he was attending a mosque in New Jersey that was under surveillance by the FBI for years.
Yes.
And when Mayor de Blasio came into office, he shut down the surveillance that the FBI in New York City was doing.
There in Paterson, New Jersey, exactly.
So what are you trying to hide, claiming that this is profiling? Mm-hmm. If it's known that these people have had radical messages and the FBI has this on surveillance, and you know that these people would tend to be engaged in some sort of radicalization, why would you shut down under the disguise of racial profiling that you don't like that, knowing very well that it could lead probably to some sort of terror attack on your New Yorkers?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so Mayor de Blasio himself, plus the Congress, have really blood on their hands when you're looking at, you could have done preventive measures or been a little bit more prudent in following these people and surveilling these people and really keeping an eye on these folks and their whereabouts as to what they're doing. Additionally, the people in this terrorist community protected him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what was going on. So right. How can you have something for so long going on, no one's saying anything, and then we have 8 dead people and injured, and now their families are permanently impacted by this that it should not have been? First of all, from the diversity visa lottery program in letting anybody and everybody in without proper vetting. Mm-hmm. Then the chain migration of all these other extended family members that have been able to come in and going to a mosque that is known to radicalize or to have radical teachings. Mm-hmm. How could we have let that happen? It's failed leadership.
Well, exactly. And the whole concept of a lone wolf, I mean, last time I checked, the nature of wolves is they travel in packs. Mm-hmm. There may be one that gets out of the pack in this particular case, but if you're going to use that analogy, then you better go. That was my question to you early on, is that are we going, you know, to the source of these, like at Paterson, New Jersey? And I understand people get a little nervous when you call out a mosque like that, but look, you got to call it for what it is. If that's where the, where the wolves are coming from, then what are we doing here? You know, I'm sure the FBI is on top of it, but, you know, as you say, as being reported, that Mayor de Blasio himself was the one who canceled the surveillance program on this very mosque. Thank you very much. So, and the other question that I have here, Jennifer, is that, you know, like they do in the Middle East, is this guy's family now rewarded? Are they being taken care of by ISIS or some other entity that rewards the family for what their, you know, what their son did here to the infidels?
Well, I am quite sure, because ISIS is certainly taking credit for mm-hmm. this action. And it's just letting us know that we have soft targets. When we have an incident like in Las Vegas, immediately, instead of looking at how we could have prevented or moving forward preventive measures, the liberals attack having guns. They want
yes.
to take away guns from everybody. Are they going to now want to take away Home Depot trucks from everyone?
Yeah, exactly.
We cannot prevent all, but we can certainly thwart these events, and we need to make sure that if we are surveilling people, that we're doing it the right way. Does the FBI have the either proper resources and or authority to do their job? Because if we're going to play politics and say we have to tap dance and tiptoe around if we have a known suspected terrorist, but we have to wait until they do something because the law doesn't give us or the authority doesn't give us the right to go and apprehend someone and question them now without a political backlash, that is very problematic if that happens because, again, we're not going to be able to get to stop these sort of incidents before they happen.
Well, I know authorities in Israel look at what the United States has been going through and they just shake their heads. Mm-hmm. They just go, you know, maybe eventually they'll get it. You know, I grew up at a time, Jennifer, when, you know, we went to the movies and you had these Westerns, right? These spaghetti Westerns that were on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And the first question they asked, you know, when somebody came into the city, are you here to help us? Are you a good guy or a bad guy, basically? You know, and we don't ask that question. We say, okay, we'll open the door. And the ironic thing is, all of this stuff was done to ameliorate the reaction that people had after 9/11. And President Bush, you know, in his sense of compassion and his heart and everything, you know, bought into this idea that if we went into this diversity program and brought other people into the country, that somehow that would, you know, that would soften the blow. It would demonstrate to everybody that we're good people, we're reaching out and this sort of thing. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, now after almost 2 decades, can't you see what you've done? Is you spoiled the broth. You brought in bad elements into the recipe here.
Well, 10 years ago, the Congress and government officials said that there was fraud in this diversity program and mm-hmm. is also national security, but yet still the Congress could not do their job to get rid of the program. Now President Trump is saying, get rid of it, Congress, and I mm-hmm. want it to end now. That's the type of leadership that we need at the executive level to make things happen for the betterment of this country. You cannot tell me that through the chain migration that these people are being properly vetted. They're
no question.
Able to come in because right. of their connection with the first link.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, we're going to keep an eye on these activist judges and see what else they do to block what this president is trying to do in terms of securing our national interests on behalf of we the people. Jennifer Carroll, best-selling author and former lieutenant governor out of Florida. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count the times to say you are forgiven. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. And thank you for connecting with us, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this wonderful country of ours, or around the world, via shortwave for that matter. Charles Wood joins us, a Gold Star family member. It's been 6 years since our embassy in the U.S. compound in Libya, Benghazi, was attacked, resulting in the deaths of four Americans. One was Charles's son, Ty. Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, Ambassador Christopher Stevens, also murdered on that night. And the question is, have the victims of Benghazi been overlooked? Charles, you just received some encouragement from the president here the other day, and you texted me on this, and I said, I got to get you on the air right away to talk about this, especially in light of, you know, some of the controversy, the unfortunate controversy over LaDavid Johnson and his death, and the family and the congresswoman, how she kind of just convoluted this whole intention of the president of the United
United States, the commander-in-chief, passing on the country's condolences to the Johnson family, trying, and of course the media wanting to portray Donald Trump as somebody who is hard and insensitive.
Well, no, it's exactly the opposite of being hard and insensitive. He is warm, compassionate, caring, and he is someone that actually not only cares for the family, but also has done something about it. Let me just read this, and
yes,
you can see what his tone is. Yesterday, on my orders, United States forces captured al-Emin in Libya. To the families of those fallen heroes, I want you to know that your loved ones are not forgotten, and they will never be forgotten. Those are the words of a compassionate, caring president who actually has done something to bring the people that murdered my son and the four Americans in Benghazi to justice. This should have been done 5 years ago. It could have been done 5 years ago, but we have a president that cares enough to actually act.
You got a president that's willing to pursue the truth no matter where it leads and not blind yourself over some stupid video and some kind of, to this day, that we still don't quite understand, Charles. It still leaves us in the room of conjecture and conspiracy about what happened. I say that night, but actually it was two nights, 9/11 and 9/12, right?
Well, yeah, Ty was actually killed on the morning of the 12th.
Yes, exactly.
No, just 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. What has happened here, and but yet the big difference is you've got a president, and secretary of state, covering their back ends at the expense of your son and the three others that were murdered on 9/11 and 9/12 of 2011.
Well, I'm just thankful that finally something has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that there's others out there that are now scurrying. Before, they weren't afraid. We had Katala, one of the other masterminds of the Benghazi attack. You know, publicly, he'd sit down in a restaurant with American TV reporters and do an interview. He wasn't even afraid, just basically thumbing his nose at Americans, just knowing that the establishment at that time wasn't going to do anything. Finally, his behavior got to be so flagrant that they did have to do something, and he was arrested. But for quite some time, he was just walking around in public, giving interviews to Americans, and, he had no fear of reprisal. I think the tables are turned now, and we have the other people, I'm sure, that were responsible for the attack in Benghazi are now running for cover.
Yeah, without a doubt. And not to mention the enemy. This is why ISIS is moving out of Dodge. And, of course, ironically and laughingly, the former administration is trying to claim credit for what the current administration has done just by acting, by saying, okay, we're going to call it for what it is. We're not going to delude ourselves into some make-believe scenario of what, ISIS is all about. The president then, Barack Obama, said ISIS was on the run, and I go, yeah, running in which direction? In the wrong direction, right?
Oh, they were getting stronger and stronger under the previous. Now the caliphate has basically been destroyed, and they've had to scatter all throughout the desert now.
Well, they're throughout the desert. They've metastasized into other areas of the world.
Yeah,
but just
exactly.
As Donald Trump has gone over and empowered his generals to, clean up the mess and to do whatever it takes in order to secure not only America, but the world and our allies, it is making a huge difference. It's no wonder, Charles, that when President Trump goes and meets with, 52 Muslim leaders, they say, hey, well, let's have a sword dance, man. America, welcome back. We're glad that you're engaging now.
Right. Let me read something else from this statement. It says, our memory is deep and our reach is long. And I actually have tears in my eyes when I read this.
Yeah.
And we will not rest in our efforts to find and bring the perpetrators of the heinous attacks in Benghazi to justice.
Yeah.
This is a president who finally is doing something. And I want you to know, I have no animosity whatsoever.
I know you don't.
Towards any of the people that were responsible for the death of my son. But this is a good day for the United States, because Americans anywhere in the world now know that they are safe, that if this type of attack is perpetrated, that we will go after those people, and those terrorists will be held to account.
Charles, to hear your vulnerability, and you know, we only respect you all the more, you know, for your openness and willingness to share this side of you on this national radio show like this. As a Gold Star family, for the pain that you've gone through, the loss of your son, and dare I say other Gold Star families, including the Johnson family that recently lost, you know, a son, a brother, a husband, a father. You know, it's got to give them, outside of the politics, some sense of, I don't know, do you want to say peace or closure, that you've got at least a country? If your son was willing, and their son and father and husband was willing to go give their life for the sake of the country, why would not the leadership of our country do what it needed to do and meet the commitment with equanimity?
Finally, they are.
Right.
You know, and there's one other thing I want to point out. Ty was a Navy SEAL for 20 years, and our president allowed Navy SEALs the privilege of bringing this perpetrator to justice.
Yes.
And I think that that's something that has not gone without notice in the SEAL community, because the SEALs are brothers, and once an attack is made upon one SEAL, the attack is made upon all others.
Exactly. Well, Charles, well, I'll tell you, my heart is with you. My prayers continue with you and your family. This is a good day, you know, for...
This is a great day for our nation.
Yes,
to
exactly.
To know that we are going after the terrorists who have, you know, attacked American citizens abroad.
Well, thank you for, you know, being so vulnerable, sharing the text with me, and for coming on this national show to, you know, tell us and to share your heart with us and love to you and your family for all that you've gone through. And as you say, it's a great day for everybody that justice is being served, and we have a president in the Oval Office that's looking out for America's best interest, and I would say the world's best interest as well.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Bill, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Got it. Charles Wood on Bill Martinez. Charles is an attorney and father of Tyrone Woods, the Navy SEAL who was killed on September the 12th of 2011 in Benghazi.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know what this means? It's time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. You know, I guess the Boys of Blue, you know, a rough night last night in Game 7. First time for a Game 7 at Chavez Ravine in its history. Can you imagine? I mean, it's hard to believe. But Houston, wow, just... unbelievable, and you know, good for Houston. I mean, you know, it's been a rough year, and they needed something to cheer about, and there was lots of cheering for the Houston Astros.
Well, absolutely, and it has been a rough year for Houston, and they were the better team last night. There was no doubt about it. And when they jumped out with a 5-0 lead, I thought, oh, this could be a long night.
Exactly.
And indeed it was. The Dodgers could not get it going. So
I know LA is going, hey, how come we can't have an earthquake when we need it? You know, maybe we win again Game 7. Is that what it takes, huh?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those, you know, that's baseball. You know, the thing I love just quickly about baseball is, you know, it's the only game I can think of where there are truly some very incredibly dramatic moments where it's just the pitcher and the batter, and it's just high drama. That's happening. You know, that's baseball. It's a slow-moving game, but it can get incredibly dramatic at times.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It was good fun, and congratulations to both teams and to Major League Baseball. You know, still one of the greatest shows on earth, you know.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Good time. Hey, speaking of Hollywood, you know, I'm here in California going down Hollywood Boulevard. Casting couches are flying out windows now.
Well,
just saying. It's about time.
What? Casting couch? Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's hardly big news when you think about it. I mean, you know, movie moguls hitting on starlets. I mean, my gosh, who knew?
Yeah, anyway, exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, you know, the cleanup is, it's every day. You know, you go to the headline and say, okay, who came out now? But you have to understand, you know, yes, I was drunk and now I'm gay.
It's an odd time, you know, to say the least, and hopefully we'll be
I think we need to hide the kids. I think we need to hide the kids for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, hopefully we'll be better on the other side of all this. I mean,
well, thank goodness we do have some highlights of the movie, although, you know, it's the season, Halloween, so you got to have all the boo stuff going on, and, you know, as if we don't have enough treachery. Let's have Jigsaw number one at the box office, huh?
Why not? Yeah, let's see, it made about 16.6, and which isn't a bad number because these movies only cost a couple of million to make, so I think they're probably, you know, making money already. So, yeah, that was number one, and, of course, Tyler Perry's Boo 2 was number two. Mm-hmm. It must have been Halloween weekend. Geostorm was number three, Happy Death Day number four, and Blade Runner 2049, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see Suburbicon. That's the new George
Clooney. Okay. All right, what'd you think?
Well, you know, the critics weren't crazy about it. Only 25% recommended. I go into these movies thinking, how bad can it be? Well, you know, this I can understand what they were trying to do. But here's what, you know, according to the press release, this is a tale of very flawed people making very bad choices. That's what's happening on screen. So there's some real cringe-worthy moments where you can so it's a hard movie to watch. I can, it all comes together in the end. I can understand what George was trying to do. It was an ambitious effort. I'm not sure it worked. So check. This is one you want to check out on video, okay?
So we could do we could do reality TV out of Washington, D.C. then, is what you're telling me.
Well, you could also, well, if you want to do that, that's true. You could watch that as well.
Right.
This will be an entirely different weekend because we have a big movie opening from Disney, of course, and the Marvel people, Thor, Ragnarok. Now, 96% of the critics are recommending. I saw a spot last night for this movie. It said it is the highest rated, highest reviewed Marvel movie ever. So, that's going in.
Wow.
You have, you know, some rave reviews. We have one person saying, Thor Ragnarok is a blast, pure and simple. Another critic saying, the film's ability to make fun of itself is just one of the many things that make it a joy to watch. So, here's what it's about. Thor Ragnarok. Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe without his mighty hammer, finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his homeworld, and the end of Asgardian civilization. This would be at the hands of the all-powerful new threat, the ruthless Hela, I believe that's the way you pronounce this.
Mm-hmm.
But first he must survive a deadly gladiatorial contest that pits him against his former ally and fellow Avenger, the Incredible Hulk. That's what's going on here.
That's it, huh? Well, I have visions of him in the fetal position in the corner listening to Trini Lopez, If I Had a Hammer, over and over again.
That's a strange visual.
Well, I don't know. It just comes to mind. I mean, you know, and all the new kids go, Trini Lopez, If I Had a... What are you talking about?
I haven't heard Trini Lopez in a conversation in quite some time. Thank you.
Well, you heard it first and last right here on Bill Martinez Live. I mean, we hold nothing back here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's just the way we roll.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Cate Blanchett, and Mark Ruffalo as the Incredible Hulk. This, of course, is going to do great business. I think this could make as much as $110 million this weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
Cutting down the hatches, we are in blockbuster season once again. Mm. Also out this weekend, A Bad Mom's Christmas. This, of course, is another Bad Mom's movie.
Mm-hmm.
It follows our three underappreciated and overburdened women as they rebel against the challenges and expectations of the Super Bowl for moms, Christmas. And if creating a more perfect holiday for their families wasn't enough, they have to do all this while hosting and entertaining their own mothers.
Oh, wow. So bad moms.
Bad Moms. Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis in this one. Oddly, not reviewed for the critics, but it'll do well. I mean, it's going to make money this weekend, and 'tis the season, right?
Yes, exactly.
One, here's a movie I'm going to see this weekend, Last Flag Flying. I don't know whether you've seen the trailers for this. It has.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, this is a movie by Richard Linklater, who's a very thoughtful director. Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne, and Steve Carell star in this. It's 30 years after they served together in Vietnam. You got a former Navy corpsman, Larry Doc Shepard, played by Steve Carell, reunites with his former Marine buddies, Sal, played by Bryan Cranston, Richard Mueller, played by Lawrence Fishburne. They're on a different type of mission. This is to bury Doc's son, who's a young Marine killed in the Iraq War. It takes place in 2003, I guess, 30 years after they served together in Vietnam. This just looks really terrific.
Mm.
And if you happen to be of that era,
This is right in our wheelhouse there, Steve, let me tell you.
So I'm going to see that this weekend. And if the trailer is any indication, the music in this should be great as well.
Mm-hmm.
Last Flag Flying, 70% recommending that out there. We also have a movie which 100% of the critics are recommending, and this marks the directorial debut of Greta Gerwig, who is an actress and really, I guess, quite a director as well. This is about the turbulent bond between a mother and her teenage daughter. We're doing a lot of, I guess, motherhood must be the theme here this weekend.
Yeah.
This play is about Christine Lady Bird McPherson, played by Saoirse Ronan. She fights against her, but is exactly like her wildly loving and deeply opinionated and strong-willed mom.
That's never happened before, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, this has never happened before. Her mom is a nurse working tirelessly to keep the family afloat after Lady Bird's father, played by Tracy Letts, loses his job. It's set in Sacramento in 2002 amidst a rapidly shifting American economic landscape, and it's an affecting look at the relationships that shape us and the beliefs that define us. Lady Bird out there in your local art house, 100% recommending that one. And then a movie, really a strange film, but the critics seem to like it. 74% are recommending My Friend Dahmer. Now, Jeffrey Dahmer, as we know, is a guy that murdered 17 men and boys in the Midwest between 1978 and 1991 before being captured and incarcerated. And, of course, he became one of America's most infamous serial killers. This is a story before that story. It's a true story based on a graphic novel by Dirk Bechter, who was a friend of Jeffrey Dahmer's in high school. And this is a look, you know, I mean, it's kind of strange.
Don't tell me they used to have lunch together all the time.
I guess they hung out.
Yeah, I guess. Together. Right, must have.
And this is kind of a weird look. You know, you think about, you know, serial killers and these people that go off the rails, they, you know, they did have a childhood. They did grow up. These are people. So this is an interesting look at Jeffrey Dahmer, My Friend Dahmer, out there in theaters this weekend. Another movie here which is about a very interesting time in our history, about a very interesting individual. This is LBJ.
Mm.
And in this movie, LBJ is played by Woody Harrelson. And it looks from the trailers, it looks like he pulls it off. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
Yeah, I have. This is one that I've got a little bookmark on. I want to check this out.
Because he is one of the more interesting characters in history, and it was an incredibly turbulent time. Of course, he was the Senate Majority Leader, and he lost the Democratic presidential nomination to JFK and then agreed to become his running mate. And, of course, they win the election. Johnson then finds himself sidelined in the role of vice president. All that changes on November the 22nd, 1963. He becomes president. And he is a man from the South, Texas, obviously, and he becomes the champion of civil rights and passes the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964. Somebody, I think, you know, something that only somebody with his, you know, legislative expertise could pull off.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone, I think, would have made him a great American president. But then, of course, there was the Vietnam War, which was the other side of the coin. Very interesting time, very interesting man. 59% of the critics are recommending LBJ out this weekend with Woody Harrelson playing the title role. Also, a lot of people are excited because we have this guy by the name of Takeshi Miike. And he is a legendary director. 73% are recommending Blade of the Immortal, one of these samurai movies.
Mm.
And if you are a fan of the director, they're saying this is one for you to see this weekend. Blade of the Immortal, playing in a multiplex near you.
So hey, what about Denzel Washington's movie?
I didn't go there because I think it's in very limited release, and I think this is one we can talk about later when it does go wide. But that movie is called Roman J. Israel, and it stars Denzel as a very interesting, kind of this idealistic defense attorney. The trailer looks amazing, but we'll talk about that one later.
Absolutely. There's always more to come with Steve-O, the movie guy. Steve Evans, thank you, buddy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now.
now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked.